I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You may not realize it, but bow season is only 6 weeks away. Time to get started preparing, and we'll talk about that coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Archery hunting season in West Virginia will open September 28th this year for a second year in a row. That's earlier than the traditional opening. But the first year, it was well received. And DNR Scott Warner tells us, because of that, it does not leave you a lot of time to get done what you need to get done.
Now is the opportunity to kind of start thinking about getting ready for the upcoming archery season, getting myself in shape, shooting that bow, taking the bow down to the archery shop, getting them to service it right now, buying those broadheads, and just kind of getting those stamps ahead of time. So when the first day, September the 28th, comes around, you're not the last person in that line waiting to get in the field. You're the first person in that tree stand with hopefully a big deer underneath your stand.
If you're not one who shoots regularly year-round, you might be surprised just how much your muscle strength has deteriorated from the off time. Shooting will take the rust off.
I kind of view myself as maybe that bow that's been sitting in the closet a little bit too long. I've changed, maybe my muscles have changed just a little bit since last year, or maybe it's a little more difficult for me to pull that bow back. If you're planning on adjusting the poundage of your bow, probably now is the best time to do that so you can recite your bow in for the upcoming season.
And if your bow is in need of some maintenance, you certainly don't want to wait any longer to get it into your bow shop.
Now is probably the best time to stop by a local archery shop if you're waiting to the last minute and you hope to have somebody to replace that string or get a new sight put on, and it's mid-September. You may not have it when opening day appears.
And finally, there are some changes for this year in the hunting regulations, some that you'll definitely want to become familiar with.
This year, hunters can take up to 2 deer per day, which is a big benefit to those who can only hunt on weekends. So we're encouraging those who are really into bow hunting to go ahead now and buy that RB stamp and be familiar with it. So we don't want you to miss out on that opportunity, because now, this year, hopefully you can put 2 deer in your freezer on the same day.
Now, one of those deer, keep in mind, has to be an antlerless deer, but still 2 a day. It's also a good time to scout out your hunting ground, cut some shooting lanes, and get everything in place for the opening day, so you'll have the best chance of being successful. Get ready for archery season 2013. It's right around the corner. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.